J'étais année à la Nouvelle-Orléans, juillet, le 11, 1952. Et mon nom, c'est Janie Verrett Luster. Et j'ai été élevée dans le sud-bayou du Large. I'm Janie Verrett Luster. I was born July the 11th, 1952, at Charity Hospital in New Orleans. And I was raised in the community of Bayou du Large. I think when I look back as to when I started weaving, the basket would lead me as to what it was going to be, what size, if it was going to be a small one, a medium or a large one. And I actually felt, you know, that. And I can remember talking to other weavers, and I felt kind of a little bit hesitant to ask the question, maybe a little bit embarrassed to say, does the basket lead you? And when I saw their reaction and their faces, yes, it did. And so it was so satisfying to know that. And like I say, a lot of times, you know, I may have an idea as to what I want the basket to look like and size and everything, but sometimes it doesn't happen. It's just a feel about when you weave in that you get, and the basket kind of lets you know. Now, I harvest the palmetto myself. I'd rather do that in the wintertime. If I have the need to have palmetto, but a lot of times, you know, we pair in the fall to harvest the palmetto. A lot of times it's almost like quilting, something to do, you know, when it's cold outside. And so, and again, you know, we harvest the palmetto also sometimes by the moon. The moon makes a big difference as to what the palmetto feels like. Full moon, it's really thick feeling. It's a heavy palmetto, whereas in the new moon, it's lighter, doesn't feel as thick. And I say that was probably the new moon is when you would probably harvest palmetto like for a hat, you know. I like to harvest in the full moon for my basket because it makes such a solid basket. And so, and I had tried before Hurricane Ida hit us, we had harvested some palmetto and had also marked the stem of the palmetto as to what date and what the moon was doing. Because, you know, since I've been weaving, and I can remember Miss Marie Dean and I discussing about the palmetto sometimes curls on you. And she would say that has to do with the moon. And so I was going to document that. And needless to say, you know, I was only able to get that palmetto that we harvested in early August. And most of it was straight, laid straight, flat, in other words, you know, didn't curl up. And most of it was like a thicker palmetto. And I don't remember what the moon was doing at that time, but it felt thicker. And then I think the following week we had harvested some more and some of that kind of curled up on us. So, and Miss Marie would say sometimes, you know, when they curl, she says, I would put them on the front porch, wet them down a little bit and put them in the direct sun and they would flatten out, you know? So, and at the time, you know, those conversations, you know, I took in, but now I have the full meaning of those conversations. You know, I really take it to heart and think about those conversations and try to, like I said, in a sense, maybe analyze, you know, when to harvest palmetto and where to harvest also. Where to harvest palmetto is getting hard now, especially after the hurricane. It damaged the palmetto really, really bad. I've seen a few plants survive, you know, if it was sheltered like in a really thick forest-like setting, those palmetto kind of survive, but those out in the open, you know, are just kind of like the leaf themselves kind of droop, you know. So, and I was telling someone, I think, you know, it's going to be a couple of years before they come back. And, you know, I have palmetto now, but I know I'm going to need more. And it's just going to be hard to find the location where to harvest the palmetto. Where does palmetto grow? Will it grow in the area that you move to if you move? Or will you come back home to harvest the palmetto? And so, like I say, it's, you know, it's, we have to educate them for when they move, you know. And like I say, even with this hurricane, we know many of our people will not come back because there's nothing to come back to, you know. The younger generation, you know, will want to move away, you know, because, you know, this hurricane was so different than what we've experienced before. Most of the hurricanes that have hit us in the past was the waters. And this was totally different. You know, it was the wind that destroyed the homes of many, many people down here. So, but, you know, the older generation like myself, we, you know, I have no intentions of leaving. And I feel that it's important that I do stay to make sure that our culture is preserved, and especially the basket weaving of our culture, you know, because it kind of identifies us as a people. And Miss Marie tend to use a lot of ribbon that was recycled. Even back in those days, she was recycling maybe ribbon from a birthday present or a Christmas present, you know. And so she used that to sew the palmetto together to form her hat or her basket. Whereas with a home a half inch, it's you making that half inch knot, and it's, you know, being baskets being formed as you weaving, you know, there you don't have to go back and sew anything.